Good day, germ. Pivoting and iterate on what you must forever master. Pivot and iterate are as if two commandments were left off the original 10. They are undoubtedly the commands that appeared in your version of the story of Moses. As you tell the story, Moses left Mount Sinai with 3 stone tablets, but dropped and broke one. The one he broke listed 5 additional commands. Among those missing commands was one declaring that humans must learn to pivot and iterate. You can't say with certainty that this is what the Creator intended for you. However, you know the ability to pivot and iterate is mandatory for your life. You could not, and without question, would never have become a world-renowned, best-selling, award-winning author and certified global public intellectual without honing your pivot and iteration skills. There is no 165-pound version of you in Twisted Steel, covered in premium, semi-sweet, melt in your mouth, not in your hands, hot, dark, sexual chocolate, without mastering the art of pivoting and iterating. In God's green earth, there is no way that you are in excellent health, maintaining abundant wealth, or a share of time's wisdom, having not mastered the art of pivoting and iterating. Deliberate practice is responsible for your proficiency and efficiency in changing course midstream to rethink what you thought was the right course and repurposing a message, a product, or a service for an entirely different audience. You are in many ways like a pharmaceutical drug. You were intended to treat a particular ailment, found that unintended patients are finding tremendous value from an unforeseen relief of a surprising area. It's as if you are the human embodiment of Ozempic. Ozempic, that diabetes medicine pivoted and iterated to become a leading weight loss drug. Ozempic became a phenomenon because people want to lose weight and either believe they can't lose it on their own or won't do the hard work to lose it themselves. Ozempic. You know, yep, there is a song. There's always a song. A commercial jingle is indeed a song. Ozempic is an excellent example of the status of humans today. Either we believe we can't do something, or we're unwilling to do what it takes to do something we define as hard. And like seeking a prescription for Ozempic, we look for shortcuts to be our best selves. Instead of doing the work to become who we always wanted to be, we would, with almost no reservation, take something artificial with many side effects if it meant we could do something we always wanted to do. The sad state of human evolution aside, you are a bit like Ozempic. Ozempic, you know. You can discuss evolutionary psychology another time. You can pontificate about how humans continue to become more of the sad versions we are today on the collision course for extinction at a later time. But for now, you must stay on topic. Now is not the time to pivot or iterate from reflecting on how you got to be who you are as a public figure. Your message first was about writing letters to a child. And when folks ask why you write letters to a child, you iterate to say that they were not just letters. They were love letters. You loved the child so much that you wanted to ensure that if you messed up as a father along the way, as had been the case for your father and his father before him, your son would have a record that his father loved him. The letters would be proof of your intention to establish a relational legacy with your child and leave an instructional manual of sorts to be a great human. And when folks ask what the big deal about your son is, you ask, how much time do you have? Then you pivoted to discuss the merits of backward design, sharing how one can reverse engineer life, helping navigate a child's or anyone's journey by deciding precisely where they want to go. And when folks wondered if backward design could work for anyone other than children, you pivoted to show a way to do that through Mission 5126. You iterated, of course, to coach adults on why and how to dream, and set out to free as many of those dreams as possible from being only imprisoned visions in our mind to realities in real time and in a real place. Later, after folks stopped asking what's the big deal about your son, but alleged instead that his success was because he was born a genius, you set out to share that children are more the products of evolutionary psychology than quantitative or qualitative intellect. What made your child's life exceptional was a series of tools, techniques, and strategies to prove his journey, not an IQ test. And then you pivoted again to say that those tools apply to anyone at any age, at any stage of life. Made in the Creator's image, all of us are. Inside every human is the ability to achieve whatever we think about with our hearts. You iterated to show how to bring out what we most want in the first 20 minutes of each day. The iteration was that we could all indulge in narrative psychology, rewriting in our minds who we are. We could all journal forward, seeing in our mind's eye who we want to be when we are no more. And then putting the right people, our starting five, flying eagles, places and things in our lives to make it so. Pivot and iterate is what you do. A pivoter and iterator are who you are. You will never stand still. You will never hold pat. You may know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. But as the gambler, you're already willing and able to take whatever risk comes your way to live your life, just as you always imagined. Holding, folding, walking away, and running are only ever momentary. They are without a doubt what you do until you can pivot or iterate merely after you've counted your money and the dealing is done. Your life is a life of reinvention, a life of continuous self-discovery and reapplication of the gifts the divine bequeathed to you describes your fantastic life. For the entirety of your lifetime, you will find a way to help, serve, and make sure others know that their lives matter. Realizing that all new days offer an opportunity to pivot and iterate yesterday's outcome to be better today makes your life rich and complete. To leave the planet better than it was upon your departure than your arrival, you know you must be adept at pivoting and iterating. For all the remaining time in your life, you will keep living your life just as you always imagined, by holding fast and faithful to the Spirit's directions that you never stop pivoting and iterating. Pivot and iterate yesterday. Pivot and iterate now. Pivot and iterate tomorrow. Should you receive the blessings of an undeserved new day, pivot and iterate. Always.
Reflect and write. Do you need to hone your pivot and iteration skills? Is it time to rethink the course of your life? Are you trying to achieve your purpose in the wrong places and spaces? might it be time for you to pivot and share who the Creator designed you to be in other ways? You can reinvent your life. Where you are today is not where you must remain. We all can rewrite, reinvent, and refocus ourselves to live the life we were created to live. Spend some time now considering what areas of your life could benefit from pivoting. Where might you need to iterate? Is it time to embark on a life of continuous self-discovery and reapplication of the gifts the divine bequeathed to you? Now act. Today is a great time to put journaling forward into practice if you've not already done so. Take the next 14 minutes and journal forward about your best self living your best life. What would you be doing? Where would you be living? How would you be impacting the world around you? Be very specific. Once you finish journaling, read your journal, looking for places in your life where you will be required to pivot and iterate to accomplish what is before you. Identify one specific area and craft an action plan to get you there. Share your thoughts with your accountability team. Now journal forward.